WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Music from around the world celebrating the election of Barack Obama. Wasn't that long ago. We heard music from Ireland, from French Guiana, from India, and from Mexico. And now President Obama is off to see some of the rest of the world, at least some leaders from the rest of the world, at the G20 summit. It will be a major international test in the economic crisis, with the U.S. and Europe not seeing eye to eye right now on how to fix things. In preparation for the trip, the president wrote a global op-ed piece last week that we're told ran in more than 30 newspapers around the world. He called for a coordinated stimulus plan, something Europe is resisting, for new transparency for banks, something Europe is pushing, and he wrote about a moral obligation to help the most vulnerable economies, saying it's in the interest of Western exports as well. So let's get some global reaction to the global op-ed and the first few weeks of the Obama administration. Will they be singing and singing his praises like that if he makes his tour around the world at this time? With me now are three guests. Beppe Severnini is a columnist for Corriere della Sera, that's Italy's largest circulation daily. He's also the author of La Bella Figura, a field guide to the Italian mind, published in 2006. We also have with us Sukumar Ranganathan. He's the editor of The Mint, a daily business newspaper published in India by the Hindustan Times. The Wall Street Journal is a content producer with them. And Jackie May, foreign editor for The Times of South Africa. So hello, Italy. Hello, South Africa. Hello, India. Hello from New York.
Hello.
Hello, New York.
Hello, New York.
And everybody saying hello to everybody. Beppe Severnini in Italy, how is the economic crisis affecting your country?
Well, the Prime Minister is very optimistic. Mr. Berlusconi is like he's a pro of optimism. So not only is his job, but he believes that Italy is better equipped than everybody else to cope with the crisis. I think there is a little truth there. Of course, it's far too much what he's saying, but there is a little truth because the Italian banking system was not as developed as the rest of Northern Europe, so we didn't go into the sort of the global crash as much as they did. Only the two largest banks were investing a lot of money in Eastern Europe and are in trouble. Also, Italy has got a lot of the social system in Italy. Extended family are great if you want to, in time when you need to save money. Let me, a simple example. My friends in the U.S. or Britain, less money, they're not going out in the evening because they don't have money for a babysitter. In Italy, everybody's got a babysitter because we got parents and sisters and brothers and friends who do it. It's like our cities are our way of life. Maybe my Indian colleagues could say something similar is happening to India as well. It's kind of helping a little. But to say that Italy is out of it will be really wrong. So I think Italy is in it with everybody else, and as like everybody else, we don't know exactly what to do, and we don't think that the G20 will make much difference, although, of course, President Obama is very welcome in Europe.
Jackie May in South Africa, is your country feeling the effects of what's happening on Wall Street and in the banks of London and so forth?
Yes, we are. I think our banking system is much more conservative than both the American and the British banking systems are. So our banks are quite solid. But what has happened is the global crisis has affected, obviously, export and our manufacturing exports. And we are predicting great job losses here. And what our government is very worried and concerned about is aid to Africa and aid to developing countries, which will affect us and our neighbors. And I think that's concerning. And for this trip to the G20, I think that's high up on the list of things to discuss for South Africa and for Africa, as we're the only representatives from Africa at the G20 this week. And in terms of our daily lives here, yes, it definitely has affected us. We talk about it all the time. Our car industry is very big, and that's affected by it. And we're watching what's happening on the global theater, really, the global economic theater, quite closely.
Jackie, are people there angry? Is there what you would describe as populist rage?
No, I don't think that has happened here yet. I think that our Treasury and our Minister of Finance is keeping people very confident by saying that we seem to have got away with keeping our banking system quite solid and conservative. So he is confident. Our tax is probably, our tax revenue is probably going to decline, but spending is going up. So our spending stimulus package is going to be following what Obama and Brown are recommending. And there isn't much anger yet here. No, I think once the job losses happen, then that could occur.
Sukumar Ranganathan from The Mint, daily newspaper covering business in India. I read that the India and China economies are still supposed to grow pretty fast this year, 4 or 5% in India rather than what might have been 7 or 8, but still 4 or 5% growth would look pretty good in this country right now. How do you think the rest of the world should look at that growth number? Is it that India is somewhat immune from this crisis or something else?
I don't think any country in this world is immune from this crisis. You mentioned 4 to 5%. That might seem like a big number from out there, but within the country, there's the feeling that it represents a significant slowdown, and it really does, because I think India and also China are countries that had to bring the quality of life, their national incomes, to a certain level, and that required them to grow very rapidly for many years in succession. India, for instance, grew at 9% plus for the last 3 years. So suddenly, when your growth slows down to 4%, it's pretty much as bad as a recession. You know, it's not the economic definition of a recession, but it pretty much feels like a recession. And if you look around you and you look at the voices that are coming out of companies, the voices that are coming out of government, of course, after an initial period of denial when everyone felt that we wouldn't be affected because we were decoupled from the rest of the world, but if you look at these voices right now, they're the same voices of economic gloom that you hear in the U.S. or Europe.
So
no different.
What does India want from the G20 summit?
I think India pretty much wants the same thing that everyone else wants. We want to see a release put out at the end of it that says something about a coordinated global fiscal stimulus by central banks around the world that pumps in a huge amount of money into the system. Not that I know whether that's going to help or not, but that's one of the things that everyone expects. The other thing India expects is some statement on protectionism, because there's this growing fear in India, and I'm sure it's a fear that a lot of other developing countries face, that countries like the U.S. and some countries in the EU might use the slowdown as an excuse to put up trade barriers. And that's something that we wouldn't like to see happen.
Beppe Severnini in Italy. President Obama is pushing this idea of a global stimulus package or coordinated national stimulus packages around the world. But the EU in general is resistant to that idea. Do you know if Italy in particular is?
No, I think Italy is, by and large, agrees with most other European countries, the big countries I'm talking about, and we are resisting. We don't know whether, definitely Italy doesn't have the money on its own, because we have the largest public debt, so there is no money for us there to put on the table. But I think that Europe is skeptical, and to be honest, I expect from the G20 only a lot of warm kind of recommendation and hopeful signs to come out, but I doubt there will be much decision taken. And I wanted to add that from this end, as I said before, I think that those huge meetings, 20 prime ministers and head of governments and head of states meeting together, they could have done all these on Skype or Facebook without meeting. I don't think in 2009 those meetings in times like these will change things too much. And I think it's wrong to kind of charge too many expectations on something like this. I'd be very surprised if President Obama, beloved as he is in Europe, as you know, will come and everybody will say, yes, actually, because you're coming here, we change our mind, here a lot of money for a global stimulus package.
Beppe, is he still beloved in Europe? We played all those, oh, it's a happy day, it's a new day, Obama is President of the United States songs from around the world. Is his star tarnished at all yet in your country?
Well, many people in Europe, and I'm not talking, there is only a kind of Bush nostalgic, but they were very happy to point out that that Obama is not Jesus Christ, which is something which we knew already. But everybody else, I would say a good 80% of the people, sort of public opinion in Europe, probably think, kind of admire the United States of America, because in times like this, they had the guts to come out with a young, fresh, and bold president, and that's something that has not changed at all. Actually, something of his move are quite impressive. I'm Italian. When we hear President Obama praising Italian automaker Fiat, which tend to be like a bit of a joke 20, 15 years ago, to be actually, as it is now, a successful automaker that could help Chrysler to produce smaller and cleaner engines, is something that you don't expect for the president. I think that the new thing, and something that I really missed in America in the Bush years, is America is listening to friends and praising friends, and now you know that no one, not even America, can do everything on its own. I think that this is big news and is good news. One of actually the very very few pieces of good news we are having now.
Jackie May from the Times of South Africa. Do people in your country blame the United States for these economic problems? And do they blame Barack Obama at all?
Well, I don't think one can blame Barack Obama. He has only been a president for 70 days. So, no, I don't think that's the case. But I think that, yes, I think possibly Bush's two presidential terms have been blamed. And I think that Obama is a man of inspiration, and as the rest of the world, South Africa has been very excited. Yet, we read the Economist's leader today or yesterday, which says that his job hasn't actually been that well done so far, and we're waiting for him to pull up his socks and get his stimulus package and his things passed, and we want to see the results of some good leadership. And obviously what America does is affects the rest of the world. And I think people are waiting for him to lead. As you said in that op-ed piece that was published around the world, he is ready to lead, but we need him to show that leadership, and we need to see that leadership has effect on the economy.
Sukumar,
which will take many, many years.
Sukumar in India, do you think that Obama's star is tarnished at all so far there?
I don't think his star is tarnished at all. He's probably the one U.S. president that most Indians are aware of. You know, even if you go into the rural hinterland and you speak to people who are not really literate or who don't have too much of access to mass media, you'd find that awareness of Barack Obama is very high. He does enjoy a good reputation in this country. People feel that he's an honest person who's trying to do something. The unfortunate thing is, I don't think there are too many people out there anywhere in the world who really know how to solve this whole thing. So you have President Obama who's trying to do various things, and he's willing to lead. But whether the path he's taking and whether the solutions he's suggesting are the right ones, no one knows.
Are people in India angry? Is there populist rage there?
There is no populist rage. And one reason for this is a huge part of this country, a large number of people in this country live in villages. Much of their income comes from agriculture. And if you look at over the last 1 year, food prices have gone up. So whatever they've been producing, they've been selling it for more money than they would have in the past. And that means they're better off than they've ever been. So the rural market is pretty strong. The rural economy is pretty strong. And you don't see this groundswell of rage that one reads about happening in parts of Europe and parts of the U.S. That's not happening here.
Jackie May, you talked about the banks in South Africa being strong and stable. Maybe Americans should start moving their savings to South African banks if we don't trust the FDIC.
No, I think there are problems with our banking systems in the sense that a lot of poor people in this country cannot borrow money from our banks, and because of that they go to loan sharks and they get really badly ripped off. So I see it often, people are paying extraordinary amounts of money to borrow a little bit of money to buy, you know, sort of basic things for houses. And that's actually kind of unethical. And so that's the negative result of our lending system.
But what were those conservative rules you were referring to before?
It's exactly that, not giving mortgages to people who can't afford them, not giving loans to people who can't afford them. I think that's the bottom line.
And Beppe, do you see European culture and American culture as setting us up for different reactions to the meltdown? Is there a cultural element here too?
Yes, there is. I think probably you are going to change more than we are, and I'll tell you why I have this feeling. Something that President Obama was clear about was introducing change in the health system, and I think that your future health system will probably look more like ours than your previous one, if he's successful, because Hillary Clinton back in the 90s wasn't successful on this one. So we'll see what happens with him. Number one. Number two, I think the way of life of piling up debt and using credit cards, I think that's, from what I hear, this is changing for good. And it's something in Europe we never did. Most people have credit, at least one credit card, but we're just using as a commodity. You know, you don't carry around too much cash. But I don't know anybody who lives out of a credit card and maybe gets a second credit card to pay the first one. I think this is changing quite a lot. So I think in the future, the cultural difference will probably be less obvious than before. And I think that both Europe and America, I really don't know about the subcontinent or South Africa, but Europe and America will probably go back to a kind of lifestyle similar to the one pre-Reagan and pre-Thatcher, something like the sort of early 80s with the technology, but maybe not with the optimism.
Well, we will see as President Obama heads for Europe and the G20 summit. Beppe Severnini, columnist for Corriere della Sera, Italy's largest circulation daily. Jackie May, foreign editor for The Times of South Africa, and Sukumar Ranganathan, editor of The Mint, the daily business newspaper published by the Hindustan Times in India. Thanks to all of you for joining us. We really, really appreciate your time from all around the world.
Grazie, arrivederci.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we will bring it much closer to home in a minute. Queens, City Field, to be specific. Ron Darling from the New York Mets broadcast booth. Stay with us.